Soku izika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amathono zihlobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Go Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Namukela ku Studio 7 ngolwesithathu mhla ka 20 kuzibandlela 2021 ngontungameli nkomo endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Ibiyindoda elifikile, indoda njalo lesithunzi esebenze nzima kakhulu ngesikhathi kukhutshwa umgadi. Kube kanti ke yena vele ubevele esebenzele ilizwe leleli ube nesibindi sona sokuthi abizele khonokho ukuthi umgadi kame eceleni.
Umphathintambo obebona ngobudlelwano beZimbabwe lamanye amazwe, umnumzana Sibusiso Moyo, ubhubhe namuhla ngemva kokukhulelwa ngomkhuhlane we-COVID-19.
I, Joseph Robinette Biden Jr., do solemnly swear
that I will faithfully execute the office of President of the United States and will, to the best of my ability, preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States.
Umnumzana Joe Biden ugcotshwe namuhla ukuba ngumongameli weMelika omutsha. Kubhubhe abantu abangamatshumi amahlanu lambili 52 ngomkhuhlane we-COVID-19 kuleli izolo, njalo kwatholakala abangamakhulu phose ayisishiyangalombili 783 belo mkhuhlane lo. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela. Umphathintambo obona ngobudlelwano beZimbabwe lamanye amazwe, umnumzana Sibusiso Moyo kasekho. Uhulumende uthi uMoyo ubhubhe namuhla ekuseni ngemva kokukhulelwa ngomkhuhlane we-COVID-19. Ubathabile Masuku uyalandisa.
Umuyi uLieutenant General Sibusiso Moyo wayekubutho njalo wathola udumo ngesikhathi sokukhitshwa embusweni kukamuyi owayengumongameli uRobert Mugabe ngomnyaka ka-2017, enguye owazisa uZulu ukuthi ibutho lase lithethe intambo zombuso ukuze kulungisiswe okwasekonakele elizweni. Owayelilunga ledale lephalamende kusenate emele iCholocho, umnumzana Believe Gawule uncoma imisebenzi kamuyi.
USibusiso uyenza umsebenzi omkhulu kakhulu, ikakhulu likhangele phela ukukhulula ilizwe akwenzayo lesikhathi asebenze khona esesibuthweni, waqansa waze wafika lapha ezingeni eliphezulu kwezombutho. Siyananzelela ukuthi lo msebenzi awenzayo okuletha phela i-new dispensation nalesikiyo engu-Foreign Affairs Minister ubambe kahle kuhle kakhulu umsebenzi kohulumende lapha azame khona ngazi zonke indlela ukusebenza eqhumanisa kuhle ilizwe leZimbabwe lamaye amazwe. Uzamile kakhulu ukuthi aveze ubuso obungcono beZimbabwe ngokuengage amaye amazwe.
Elinye njalo ilunga lebandla lezwano PF kobulawayo, umnumzana Malaka Inkomo usekela lokhu.
Lo iZimbabwe ilahlekelwe liqhawe eliqiniso, iqhawe elingasilo ukuthi uyazenzisa, kodwa iqhawe esibone ngemsebenzi kusukela empini kuze kube isikhathi esingena ku-Second Republic, ukuthi ngumuntu osebenze ngendlela enhle kakhulu ukuthi abantu beZimbabwe namhlanje sikhona sizikholisela sibusa singaphansi kukababa u-Idi Mnangagwa. Ube ngomunye wabantu abazinikeleyo ukuthi lo beyiqunywa ngame akhulume iqiniso elikhona.
Omunye oncoma umsebenzi kamoyo umnumzana Greta Sibanda, umgcini sihlalo wevuselela Restore umhlanhlandlela.
Ubaba uMoyo ibiyindoda ebifikile, indoda njalo lesithunzi esebenze nzima kakhulu ngesikhathi kukhutshwa umgadi. Kube kanti ke yena vele ubevele esebenzele ilizwe leneli ube nesibindi sona sokuthi abizele khonokho ukuthi umgabe kame eceleni. Kuyinto emangalisayo kakhulu umsebenzi awenzileyo. Usebenze kanzima njalo ekuhlanzeni isimo selizwe ebesikade sesinuka khahla phambili kwamanye amazwe. Kasawuqedanga nje wena umsebenzi wakhe.
Umnumzana Xolani Ngwenya, ilunga lemthwakazi Republic Party, uthi ukulahlekelwa isihlobo kubuhlungu, ethi kodwa isabelo seMathebeleland asizange siphathiswe ukuba kwakhe embusweni.
Sikhala labo bakomoyo ngokulahlekelwa ngomunye wabo, kodwa thina ngapha ke eMathebeleland asikazange sibone ukuthi wasinceda ngani, ngoba sathi sibona esengena esihlalweni la esephezulu khonale sasisithi uzasinceda ngapha kithi, kodwa hayi zange kufike uncedo lwakhona, wayephelela khona ngale.
Unkosikazi Sanele Donga, isakhamuzi sakoBulawayo, ukhala laba komoyo.
Eqinisweni mina umoyo uSB Moyo ngiqale ukuba mazi ngomnyaka ka-2017 ngesikhathi sekhu. Phambili kwalokhu bengingamazi vele. Njalo ngesikhathi lesi esengu-Foreign Affairs Minister, mbona ngani wenze umsebenzi ofe elizweni lethu leZimbabwe. Lanxa ngapha eMandebeleni singazange sibone akwenzileyo okubambekayo, mina mbona ngani maybe okuqakathekileyo yokuthi iziphathamandla kufanele zikhumbule ukuthuthukisa izigaba zazo ngesikhathi zisaphila.
Umoyo yisiphathamandla sikahulumende esesithathu ukubulawa umkhuhlane we-COVID, kulandela ukubhubha kwaye ngumphathintambo wezokulima umnumzana Parents Shiri kanye lomphathintambo wesabela seManicaland unkosikazi Ellen Gwaradzimba. ULieutenant Moyo uzalelwe eMnene Mission Hospital eMberengwa ngomnyaka ka-1960. Ube ngumntwana wesithathu phakathi kwemuli yabantwana abayisishiyagalombili, njalo waphatheka empini yenkululeko kusukela ngomnyaka ka-1977 ngesikhathi efunda izinga lika-Form 3 eManama Secondary School. ULieutenant Moyo wangena empini yenkululeko ngakweleBotswana elomza wakhe we-Air Marshal Elson Moyo. Uthe ephenduka ekhaya wavuselela imfundo yakhe, wagcina ethole i-degree lokudlelana lamanye amazwe ekolitshini le-University of Zimbabwe leZimbabwe Open University. Umoyo uthiye umkakhe unkosikazi Lois Mathanda Moyo ongumgcini sihlalo wekhomishini ebona yenkohlakalo eZimbabwe Anti-Corruption Commission. Ngimele iStudio 7 koBulawayo, ngingubathabile Masuku.
Kusenjalo kubhubhe abantu abangamatshumi amahlanu lambili 52 ngomkhuhlane we-COVID-19 kuleli izolo, njalo kwatholakala abangamakhulu phose ayisishiyangalombili 783 belomkhuhlane lo. Lokhu kukhweze inani lasebebulewe yi-coronavirus selokhu ifike eZimbabwe laya kumakhulu ayisishiyangalombili alamatshumi amabili lanhlanu 825. Asebefunyenwe belayo bona bakhwele baya kunkulungwane ezingamatshumi phose amathathu 28,675. Omunye wababanjwe lumkhuhlane isikhulumeli sebandla leMDC Alliance unkosazana Fadzai Mayere. Umayere uthi ubanjwe lumkhuhlane kulandela ukuvalelwa kwakhe ejele leChikurupi ngemva kokubotshelwa icala lokuloba amanga ngosana okwakuthiwa lutshaywe lipholisa lwafa. Kumbiko awethu lenamuhla uMayere uthe uyakwehlela njalo umzimba wakhe uyachisa. Usole indlela izibotshwa eziphathwa ngayo emajele esithi azilakho okokuzivikela kucoronavirus okufana lamasanitizer. Sixoxele umsekeli wakhe umnumzana Felix Magalela Mafaspanda.
Babe mfake ejeli kulalaba abantu ababulawayo ngomkhuhlane lo. Sibona njenge MDC lesizwe eZimbabwe kuluhlazo, njalo kungumbhedo omkhulu ukuthi iZimbabwe singani gola ama politicians lama activists ibafake emajeli ukuthi babanjwe ngomkhuhlane khona bazasishiya lapha emhlabeni. Sibuhlungu, sibamba umlomo wangaphansi, simangala ukuthi kambe emajeli yikho lapho sokuhlinzelwa abantu bephila na. Thina sazi ukuthi isikhathi esiningi uma umuntu eku remand prison umsulu akalacala ugqoka igqoko zakhe udludlo okufunayo njalo kahlukumezwa uma yeru yasitshela ukuthi edesesetshenziswa sokuthiwa kayehlaku lemasimini yena engakathonisiswa njalo edehlala labantu izikiwi ezilamacala okubulala lokutshontshela amabhenki esithi ubambe inkunzi.
Kukhona elingakukhuthaza ngomumo osemajele lapha.
Amajeli alabantu abaningi, ijeli elifanele ukuthi ligcine abantu abangu-20 ligcine abantu abangu-100 is disproportionate. Ijeli elifanele ligcine abantu abangu-60 seligcine abantu abangu-300. Njalo akulama sanitizer, akula mamaski ekungcolile kule ntwala kule mosquito akula ngitsho lama toilets izinto nje okuthi khona ukuyana kwajwa uSmith izanu PF government ifike yaku inheritor sicela ukuthi emhlabeni jikelele kulomhlangano omkhulu okhangela ezamajeli ongaphansi kweUnited Nations the African Union kungabe bake babuye bazekhangela amajeli e-Afrika njengoba sisazi ukuthi umbuso ngamazolo khathesi balamajeli aza gongoda abantu babagoli babafake emajeli bafe kusasa bayakhohlwa ukuthi umbuso ngamazolo labo bayabe sebebuthwa ngabanye abantu.
Umnumzana Felix Magalela Mafaspanda ngomsekeli wesikhulumeli sebandla le-MDC Alliance sixoxela ekobulawayo kasenelisanga ukukhuluma labogatsha lwamajele. Umnumzana Joe Biden ugcotshiwe namuhla ukuba ngumongameli weMelika omutsha esigodlweni saleli lizwe eWashington DC.
Please raise your right hand and repeat after me. I, Joseph Robinette Biden Jr., do solemnly swear.
I, Joseph Robinette Biden Jr., do solemnly swear
that I will faithfully execute.
Mina uJoseph R. Biden ngiyafunga ukuba ngizasebenza ngilandela iziqondiso zehofisi kamongameli weMelika njalo ngivikele isisekelo sombuso welizwe leMelika.
Preserve, protect and defend.
Preserve, protect and defend
the Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
So help you God.
So help me God.
Congratulations, Mr. Thank President.
UBiden ufungiswe ngumahluli omkhulu uJustice John Roberts. Umsekeli wakhe unkosikazi Kamala Harris ufungiswe nguJustice Sonia Sotomayor. UGibbs Dube weStudio 7 usipha lolu daba.
Ukufunga lokhu kutsho ukuthi uBiden usengumongameli wakwele Melika. UBiden nonkosikazi Harris bafunge ibutho leMelika lihlome laphelela phandle kwesakhiwo seCongress ukwenzela ukuvimba abalandeli bakaTrump ababethembise ukuthi bazahlasela ngosuku lolu besithi ukhetho lwebiwa ngabakubandla lamademocrats. Akula bufakazi obuveza lokhu. Umongameli Donald Trump, umkakhe unkosikazi Melania Trump nomdeni wonke basuke namuhla ekuseni eWhite House bedlula eAndrews Air Base lapho bavalise khona uZulu.
This has been an incredible 4 years. We've accomplished so much together. I will always fight for you. I will be watching, I will be listening, and I will tell you that the future of this country has never been better. I wish the new administration great luck and great success.
Ikhuluma ngesikhathi esifanayo unkosikazi Melania Trump ubonge kakhulu abantu bonke bakwaleMelika.
Thank you for your love and your support. You will be in my thoughts and prayers. God bless you all.
Ingakasuki eWhite House wethule omunye umbiko wokwesula kwamacala abantu abedlula ikhulu lamathumi amahlanu 150 ogoqela umculi uDwayne Michael Carter owaziwa ngokuthi nguLily Wine lo mnumzana Steve Bannon okuthiwa weba imali yokwakha umduli wokuvimba abantu bokuza emngceleni wakwelemelikale leMexico. Ngesikhathi uTrump evalelisa e-Andrews Air Base obekhokela idale lesenate ekubandla lama-Republicans umnumzana Mitch McConnell lokhokela abakubandla lama-Republicans edale le-House of Representatives umnumzana Kevin McCarthy kade besenkonzweni lomnumzana Joseph Biden lonkosikazi Kamala Harris lemuli zabo eWashington DC. UMcConnell uthi uTrump wathuthuzela udlakela edale le-Congress mhlaka 6 Zibandlela lapho abalandeli bakhe abangena ngenkani bezama ukuvimba ukubalwa kwama-electoral votes.
The mob was fed lies. They were provoked by the president and other powerful people.
Umsekeli kaTrump umnumzana Sikhumbuzo Mlalazi ukhathazeke kakhulu ngokusuka kukaTrump esikhundleni.
Angazi ukuthi uyovina ngani, but khona okubonakala ibutho ligcwele ezitradeni. It's an embarrassment to any country. Ngabe kuthiwa kuseZimbabwe, abantwana beZimbabwe bekuthiwa yibo abakhonze mhlawumbe ukuwine noma ukuthamisa bese kusiba nebutho elingako. Ngabe i-America siyithumela nama-jet fighter khona.
Umnumzana Joseph Juma okubandla le-ZANU-P F uthi bekumele uTrump avume ukuba unqotshiwe kukhetho nguBiden.
Ama institutions of democracy in America are probably still alive. And siyakuthabela siyakubongela siyambongela uJoe Biden ukungena kwakhe, and I hope abantu abanjengoTrump bazafunda isifundo sona leso ukuthi hhayi kwesikhathi funda ukuvuma ukuthi hhayi sengidliwe uchinto njengakhonoko osokwenza uTrump ubana usenze wakhuzela konke loko. So the more than 20,000 in National Guard, I'm about to street collapse into the middle in Zagalin smoothly. So, Konogo and Zagalabo, I could have his fund of Esikuruga Kuruguna. Democracy doesn't come in a package, but democracy is very diverse. And
the EIP now. Umsekeli kaTrump umnumzana Mike Pence laye usendaweni le. Kodwa uTrump ukufulathele konke lokhu wazihambela eFlorida. Kukhangelwe ukuthi uBiden uzasuka eCongress ayengena esikhondlweni sikamongameli iWhite House namuhla. UBiden uthi uzimisele ukuguqula okuningi okwenziwa nguTrump, ukuguqula ukuvimba abantu bokuza uba bangene kule Melika. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseMaryland, nginguKips Dube.
Kusenjalo ingcwethi yesicubungula ezombusazwe eZimbabwe zithi ukungena embusweni kukamongameli Biden akusoze kuguqule isimo sobudlelwano bamazwe omabili, ikakhulu kudaba lwesitsheziso zenotho ezafakelwa ezinye iziphathamandla zikahulumende weZANU-PF yiMelika. Umlondolozi Ndlovu usipha loludaba.
Abantu abaningi eZimbabwe bathi kababoni ukudedelwana kombuso weMelika usuka ezandleni zikamnumzana Donald Trump wama-Republicans usiya kwezikamnumzana Joe Biden wama-Democrats kungaletha inguquko elizweni labo. Ingcwethi ecubulunga ezombusazwe umnumzana Tshenzani Tungagwa uthi kunje leMelika libhekane nenhlupho eziningi okokuthi ningeke lazihlupha kangako ngokwenzakala eZimbabwe.
Okwakuqala amboni ikakhulu kusiba lokuntshintsha kumbeni esingathi i-foreign policy kusiza eZimbabwe, ngoba iningi lamazwe la ale notho sebezikhangela bona. Ngingamnika umzakeliso weBritain yaphuma ku-Brexit. So ukubona kwami mina beleMelika sebezicabanga bona, kabaseke ukutshona becabanga ukuthi iZimbabwe bengayinceda kumbeni bengasebenza layo. Lakho thina sikhona kugroup yamazwe lana ngelanotho. Ama iAmelika kayisoze lahlekelwe ma ingasebenzana lathi. Okwakathese amboni lokho kutshintsha.
Ubona ngobudlelwano namanye amazwe omhlaba kuMDC Alliance unkosazana Gladys Hlatshwayo uthi ibandla lakhe limfisela inhlanhla uBiden.
The MDC congratulates President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris following their victory in
MDC sithi amhlophe kumongameli Biden lomsekeli wakhe uKamala Harris. Isikhathi esenzima kibo sikhangela lokho okwenzakale eCapitol, kodwa bancedwa zingatsha zikahulumende weMelika eziqinisayo. Ibandla leZANU-PF sibone seliphambanisa ingatsha zethu zelizwe ezifana lezek lezinye, sibona ukuba lenguquko kokwelemelika kungabafundisa ukuba amazwe kumele aguqule
American institutions including the judiciary and the security.
Umkhokeli welinye ibandla liphikisayo ele Ideas Party for Democracy umnumzana Herbert Jamuka inabona ingathi Biden angancedisa ele Zimbabwe yena.
Why ndisithi kuqakathekile kuthi ukubekwa kuka Joe Biden? Number one, u Joe Biden ukubona kwami angumntu unenhliziyo elukhuni like inhliziyo strong uJoe Biden ungathi unenhliziyo yokusizela ngikhuluma manje ngikhuluma nendaba yama sanctions afakelwa ilizwe laseZimbabwe sihlala sisizwa abakhokheli bezano PF especially Robert Mugabe nobo president bomnangagwa na ama ministers akhe ukuthi ha iAmerica yasifakela ama sanctions namazwe ase Europe but kwa manje sokuyisikati sokuthi umnangagwa no Joe Biden badibanise amakhanda bakhulumisane kakuhle umnangagwa azidobe azibeke phansi.
Kodwa umsekelo omqondisi wohlangothi lwabasha ebandleni lezanu PF umnumzana Mabutho Moyo yena uthi kumele uBiden akhiphe izinsizo zomnotho eZimbabwe.
Hayi, thina njengamaZimbabweans asiphatheki kangako kumpumela yokhetho lwemelika kumbe kungena uTrump kumbe nguBiden. Nxa i-foreign policy phezu kwezwe leZimbabwe ingazange itshintshe kuyabe kulokhu kufana kithi ngoba senanzelela ukuthi sokube lama-administration phose amathathu selokhu kwafakwa izidera izijeziso lezo zafakwa phecelezi ama-sanctions. Bangeno Obama ayizange itshintshe leyo foreign policy, ungenile uTrump ayizange itshintshe kube le amendment sekwa reinforce la ama sanctions. So kithi akukhathalekile ukuthi kungene ubani, thina sikufunayo ukuthi ama sanctions asuswe.
UBiden ugcotshwe namhlanje ukuba ngumongameli wesimashumi mane lasithupha kwele Melika 46th US president phakathi womumo wokufuthela nokukhulu kukazulu waleyo lizwe, ngoba washiye leso sikhundla umnumzana Donald Trump engavumanga ukuthi unqotshwe kukhethwe esithi wagxilwa. Ngakho-ke akazange amenzele amhlophe uBiden, njalo akazange abe khona emkhosini wokugcotshwa kwakhe. Ngimele isithu 7 ngiseHarare, ngimlondolozi Ndlovu.
Silokhu sikudaba lunye, izizalwane zeZimbabwe ezihlala kwele South Africa sezethule imibono etshiyeneyo ngokungena embusweni kukamongameli Biden, ezinye zisithi kuzasiza iZimbabwe kukanti ezinye zithi ngeke. UThuso Khumalo usipha lolu daba.
Iningi lezalwane zeZimbabwe zithi kukhulu ezikhangelele ukukubona kuguquka ngobudlelwano bemelika leZimbabwe phansi kwamongameli Biden. Isikhulume sebandla le-The Patriotic Front umnumzana Mxolisi Ncube uthi ziningi isifiso alazo ngomongameli wemelika.
Isifiso engilazo kakhulu yikuthi amazwe la amabili elase-America elase-Zimbabwe akhumisane umlodo, kube khona ukusizana ukuthi ubudlwangudlwangu obukhona kwele Zimbabwe, ukuwa komnotho okukhona kwele Zimbabwe, ukuhlukumezeka kwabantu okukhona eZimbabwe kunye lobugilimbane lokuhlupheka kwabantu lokufa kwabantu ngomkhuhlane we-COVID kuphele.
Kodwa kunobhala jikelelwe bandla leZimbabwe Communist Party umnumzana Ngqabutho Mabhena uthi lincane ithemba lokuthi kukhona okungenziwa nguBiden.
Kasiboni kusiba lo tshintsho ebudlelweni beZimbabwe lelizwe laseMelika. Lokho sikutsho ngokuba uhlupho lwaqala ngesikhathi kusaphethe ibandla lakhe elamaDemocrats ngo-1998. Okungaba lo tshintsho khona ukuthi mhlawumbe kungenzeka ukuthi ke abe-civil society baqale ukuthi bathole izimali.
Ngokusekelwe ngumgcini sihlalo webandla le-MDC Alliance kwele South Africa umnumzana Trust Ndlovu.
Ngiyabona abantu abaningi sine sicabanga ukuthi uJoe Biden angahle aqambukele kwe-Afrika kakhulukazi eZimbabwe, kodwa ke alelo iphupho nje. Khona into abangayenza nje ukuthi bazame ukufacilitate mhlawumbe indirectly ukuthi kuwe nenguquko esingathi ama-reforms, kodwa akulona ilizwe abaliqhakathekisayo kangaka.
Isikhulumeli seZANU-PF kwele South Africa umnumzana Kennedy Mandaza uthi okumqoka umongameli Biden angakwenzela iZimbabwe iwesula izijeziso zomnotho.
We appeal to him that he removes the sanctions and look closely at working with the Zimbabwean government, which have been so much.
Sicela asikhuphele izijeziso zomnotho njalo asebenzisane nenhlonipho leZimbabwe.
So that we can work as one global village. So it is our hope that the sanctions will be lifted.
umgcinisihlalo wenhlanganiso elwela amalungelo abesifazane ezimbokodo unkosazana Victress Matutu laye uthi kukhulu abakukhangelele eMelika lo mongameli wayo omutsha.
Kuningi okwenziwa nguhulumende wakwelakithi okungikuhle esingafisa ukuthi iMelika ingenelele kukho ngesihle, izinto ezifana nokuhlukunyezwa kwamalungelo abantu. Njalo nxa sikhangela iZimbabwe kwenza kube kubi kakhulu ngama-sanctions unsinyo lolukhona eZimbabwe. Siyafisa sengathi uBiden lohulumende wakhe bangawasusa ama-sanctions. Sike sibone ukuthi ngemva kokususwa kwama-sanctions lawa iZimbabwe ilokwenza ngcono yini ma kusiya kwezokumnotho.
Kodwa abanye bathi akasoka sithole isikhathi sokuzihlupha ngendaba zeZimbabwe njengoba kuzafuze aqede isikhathi elwisana lomkhuhlane we-coronavirus odla amahabulo eMelika. Abanye bathi uzaqeda isikhathi sonke ephatheke ngenhlelo zokuvuselela umnotho welizwe lakhe. Kwezamalungelo luntu lombuso ohlonipha intando kaZulu bakhona bathi iMelika kayisoke ibe lezwi lokukhuza umkhubalo njengoba umnumzana Biden egcotshwe kugcwela amasotsha idolobho lonke ngoba kusesatshelwa udlakela lwabangahloniphi intando kaZulu. Kumele Studio 7 eJohannesburg kwele South Africa nginguThuso Khumalo.
Live talk lamhlanje uhlelo Diaspora Forum sikhangela ukugcotsha kukamongameli weMelika omutsha umnumzana Joe Biden yena oseqale umsebenzi. Kwezemidlalo umqeqeshi weqembu elimela eZimbabwe emidlalweni ye-African Nations Championships uthi bazimisele ukunqoba iqembu leBurkina Faso namuhla ntambama ukuze bathuthukise amathuba abo okudlulela kusigaba esilandelayo salumncintiswano. Kubika uJoseph Njanji.
Uloka ngothi kuzamele amafana bakhe bebophe ziqine ngoba iqembu leBurkina Faso kuliqembu eliqine okwamagama.
Burkina Faso you see a serious competitive team which can go to play AFCON not just CHAN.
Iqembu leBurkina Faso liqine ukuthi lingadlala ngisho la kumncintiswano weAfrica Cup of Nations. Kuzamele sithole indlela yokuvimba ngasikhathi sinye, sithole indlela yokugadla phambili. Siyazi ukuba kumele sinqobe kodwa kumele sidlale ngokuhlakanipha okukhulu. Ngokwenza kuhle lokho esikwenelisayo sizame njalo ukuba ndizela lapho abangaqinanga khona. Iqiniso ukuthi asibonanga ndawo eziningi lapho iqembu leBurkina Faso kanye lele mali angaqinanga khona kodwa kasilandanga ozophelekezela amanye amaqembu lapha njalo kuzamile sidlale kuhle uze singayangisi.
Iqembu leZimbabwe lizabele ngelabadlali abahlanu ababalisa uRichard Achiro kanye loRonald Chitio bona abalimeleyo kanye labathathu abangizwa kuhle abathi uAndrew Mbeba, uThomas Chideu kanye loKeda Amini. Loba kunjalo ukapteni weqembu Ian Nekati uthi bona njengabadlali bazimisele ukwephuka enkundleni belwela ukuba bathole yomithathu imiklomelo.
Vakomana izvizvi vari vedi because ma opportunities aya anouya.
Amajaha azimisele, abanye bethu siyakunanzelela ukuba kungaba umncintiswano wethu wokugcina ukudlala ku simele ilizwe ngoba sesikhulile. Ngalokho ke leli lithuba elokuba sibonwe ngamaqembu aphetheya. Ngokubona kwami ukudliwa esikwenziwe emdlalweni wakuqala kusivule amehlo sesikwazi ukuba imidlalo yonke lapha inzima njalo ngendlela esisebenze ngayo silethemba elokuthola impumela enhle.
Iqembu leZimbabwe linqotshwe nge-1 kanyadi iqembu leCameroon emdlalweni walo oqala wezibaya ikanti leBurkina Faso lalo linqotshwe ngempumelelo efanayo ngelemali. Amaqembu amabili azaphutsha esendaweni ezimbili eziphezu kwengalane yiwazi adlilela kusigaba sequarter final kumncintiswano weChan. Ngiyimele Studio 7 ngobulawayo nginguJoseph Njanjini.
Ukuziphetha ezosuku sikhangele ebezihamba phambili. Umphathi ntambo obona ngobudlelwano beZimbabwe lamanye amazwe umnumzana Sibusiso Moyo kaseko. Umnumzana Joe Biden usegcotshiwe ukuba ngumongameli weMelika omutsha. Oliver Lelisayo, Muntungameli Nkomo.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa kuStudio 7
kusukela ngo-7:30 kusiya ku-8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 p.m. kusvika na 7:30 p.m.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweShona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.